This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. Once again, welcome to our program, Why Hajj? We were discussing about the various aspects and the issues related to Hajj. We've also mentioned in all the previous episodes that we've done so far that Hajj is an obligation upon us. Hajj, my dear brothers and sisters, it helps you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj is the fulfillment of the pillars of Islam, as it is the fifth pillar of Islam. Dear brothers and sisters, in this episode, we would like to share with you the impact of Hajj on Muslims. You see, if there is no impact, then he has done Hajj with no background, with no sense, with no feeling, with no experience. But we know that Hajj leaves a huge positive impact on the Muslim's personality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows mercy and He has done countless favors on us, that He provides these opportunities, these ways, these reasons through which and by which we can develop ourselves. So what are those points that we could understand which empowers our iman, which has an impact on Muslims? Dear brothers and sisters, the first impact that a Muslim has who performs Hajj is that he feels that he is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves that person because he gets so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He empowers his iman. And he does sincere and true submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you realize, a person who performs Hajj, during the time of Hajj, he is in the state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does everything what Allah wants him to do. He prays for the sake of Allah. He sleeps for the sake of Allah. He does istighfar to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes tawbah to seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does all the things in order to take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first impact that a Muslim has after performing Hajj is that he gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His iman, it becomes powerful. His Islam gets strengthened. And that is the sense of elevation in spiritual life that he actually finds as an impact of Hajj. This is the first thing that a Muslim feels, that he is empowered internally. He is on a higher scale. He feels that he is light, because his sins are removed, and he feels that he is a good person, There is a new beginning. He feels that he is in the sincere submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first impact upon Muslims. The second impact upon Muslims who perform Hajj, my dear brothers and sisters, is that we develop the sense of unity and brotherhood. We feel and we sense and we develop the sense of unity and brotherhood. Because people from different walks of life, from different backgrounds, whom we have never met, but we feel that he is our brother. We feel that she is our sister. We feel that integration. We feel that sense of unity. And we celebrate the spirit of brotherhood as an impact of Hajj. And this is very, very significant, my brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, apart from Hajj, we find this as a missing ingredient in the Muslim Ummah, and that is to be united. But when we go to Hajj, and as an impact of Hajj, we feel and we develop the sense of unity and brotherhood. How? We start the same act of wearing ihram. We chant the same slogan of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. We make the same niyyah. Wherever the person is, from wherever he's coming from Asia or America or Europe, or from wherever the person is coming, he does all these things, which signifies and develops the sense of unity and brotherhood. The third impact, my dear brothers and sisters, that we see on Muslims who perform Hajj is we develop the sense of purity. You see, because a person, he submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he ought to submit, but he submits sincerely and completely. As we know, the ayah of the Quran from Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 208, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa, enter into Islam wholeheartedly, completely, absolutely. And we get that sense of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Hajj. So we develop that sense of purity. The sense of purity, the moment we wear ihram, the evil thoughts, we try to subjugate it, or we try to remove it even further. The sense of purity, it develops in our heart when we make that niyyah, that everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This journey is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My acts of worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My sacrifice is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this develops ikhlas, purity and sincerity. The moment you get into haram, in Masjid al-Haram, al-Kaaba, again that develops the sense of purity, because you are away from this obscene world. You are away from this commercialism. You are away from this materialistic world. You are away from this nude advertisements. You are away from the media bombarding. You are away, and you are absolutely in the place which develops a sense of purity. So that's an impact that a Muslim has, that it develops a sense of purity. The fourth impact, my dear brothers and sisters, we develop the sense of patience. We develop the sense of patience. Hajj is a training center. It trains your body, it trains your soul, it trains your heart, it trains your mind. So it is a training center. And that's how you achieve patience. During Hajj, my dear brothers and sisters, you basically are patient. And what is the true meaning of patience? That you establish yourself on the truth. You establish yourself on the truth. You carry on with that truth, with that ikhlas, with that purity in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, you establish yourself. Secondly, you try to move with that truth forward
And thirdly, you try to prevent and protect yourself from all the other things which can harm and spoil and makes your acts, your ibadah impure. You try to protect yourself. And that's how the sense of patience, it develops during particularly Hajj. The fifth thing, my dear brothers and sisters, which has an impact on our life, is we see a total development, a total life transformation in the lives of those who perform Hajj. Total development, starting from psychological development. Psychologically, you develop yourself because you are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how you try to develop your psychology, that there is no one greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you kill your ego, you subjugate your pride, you don't allow your ego to prevail. Psychological development. Spiritual development. You get so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart gets close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You draw yourself by doing all kinds of ibadah during Hajj. That takes you near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spiritual development. Social development. You see all the brothers and sisters out there. You know, different parts of the world, different backgrounds. You train yourself and you develop the sense of kind of a personality who respects each other, who is kind to each other, who is soft, humble to each other. The sense of social development. Also, you see an emotional development. Emotionally, you are moved. When you see the happenings during Hajj, you are moved emotionally. You get so attached to it that you don't want to come back. You don't want to come back. So you see, it's total development, physical development. When you do the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you develop your physical personality. So this is the fifth impact that leaves on the Muslims who perform Hajj. These are the things, my dear brothers and sisters, which helps us recognize the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which helps us to recognize that we can do better, we can become better, not just in Hajj, even after Hajj. It is your determination that requires, it is your willingness that requires in order to elevate yourself spiritually. I would like to end this episode with a prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave the best and positive impact on our lives so that we may be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time till we die. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.